My name is Vanessa, and I have been living in London since I was 19, so for 12 years now. I was born in Madeira in Portugal, but I lived in Lisbon, in the capital, from the age of 6. Oh, but dance was really the thing I loved to do. I had been an art student for the last 3 years of school. I was ready to go on to university to study architecture. And sort of a month before my final national exams, I sort of changed my mind and I thought I went to dance and contemporary dance school in Lisbon. Where I was accepted. We were 42 students in our year. I think after the auditions, I was the second one. I had the highest grade, or the second highest grade at the auditions. Something like this. I was on the top 5 for sure. and I studied there for a year, and it was an incredible year where I found new techniques and new ways of expression and already an excitement in choreography. At the age of 19, I came to London to continue my dance training. As well, on occasion, but that's more recently. You can operate as a rehearsal director. After leaving the university where I worked for 2 years as a graduate assistant to the undergraduate and postgraduate programs, during that time, I was an apprentice with a dance company for about 3 months, but I got my first professional dance contract, which I think was about a 4-month contract. And when that came to an end, for the first time ever in my life, I had no work. And I was stressing, I was really worried. I didn't know when the next audition would come, when the next job would be there for me. And I remembered a few friends of mine and colleagues of mine who had been doing some life modeling and portrait work during our dance training. And I approached a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, who gave me 4 contacts, 4 people or schools or groups for life drawing. And that was it. It's been the thing that I sort of fall back into or did any time I had a gap, say there's a month gap between one contract or another, or the thing I would do if one's on tour and the tour is not very busy and maybe you're still paid full time even though you don't work every day, which is really rare. It could be that mostly if the tour is not very dense that you just get paid for those days. And so I would try and do some modeling work to either make a full wage or to earn a little bit more money. It's only in more recent times that it has become more of a full-time occupation.